chapter 6. And I want you, to just hold on to that one big thing that you believe in God for tonight. Are you in Matthew chapter 6? And then we want to read beginning at verse 31 down to verse 33. Matthew 6 beginning in verse 31. And we're going to read down to verse number 33. First thing that I want you to notice, in Matthew chapter 6 that is written in these verses 31 through 33 is written in the red in your Bible. Everybody say the red in the Bible. Okay, and when it's written in the red in your Bible, it's to let you know that this is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. And so I want you to know what he says in verse 31. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or whether withal shall we be clothed? Verse 32, for all these things do the Gentiles seek. Now, Gentile is somebody that don't have a covenant with God, don't have a relationship with God. He said, for all these things do the Gentile seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all of these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Okay? I want you to kind of like underline that, circle that, whatever you do with your phone. You know, you do that. Underline that. Highlight you. Okay, you can highlight it. Okay, highlight that, But thank you, Pastor. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. So here in these verses, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about material things. Everybody say material things. He's talking about material things like food, clothes, houses, and things like that. So he's talking about material things. But then he says, but here's what I want you to do. What's that? I want you to but seek ye first the kingdom of God. And what that means is that finding out how the kingdom of God works and then work it. Okay? So he says that when he says to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Now, who is this speaking in this verse? I said, who is this speaking in this verse? Okay, now, before I get started, I want you to be answering none of my questions. Neither one of y'all. I don't want you answering none of my questions, okay? I want them to answer my question. Okay? All right? But seek ye first the kingdom of God. And so Jesus says now, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. And that means finding out how the kingdom of God works and then work it, right? And so therefore, my question to you tonight so far is this. How does the kingdom of God works? See? How does the kingdom of God works? Okay? You saying by faith, okay? How does the kingdom of God work? Now watch this now. Okay, so remember now, who is this speaking in this verse? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, now here's what I want you to do. In these verses, he's talking about material things, food, clothes, houses. And then he says, now, but here's what I want you to do. What's that? I want you to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Find out how the kingdom of God works and then work it. Right. Isn't that right? So my question to you was, how does the kingdom of God work? Once you find out how the kingdom of God works and work it, then all these things, what things? All these material things is going to be added into your life. Okay? Once you find out how the kingdom of God works, and then all these things that the Gentiles seek after, material things, things that you and I need in life, is going to be added under our life when we find out how the kingdom of God works. So the question was and still is, how does the kingdom of God works? Okay? So we got to find out how the kingdom of God works. So let's get into the Word of God, and we're going to find out how the kingdom of God works. Are you ready for it? All right, let's begin over there in Genesis chapter 8. Let's go to Genesis chapter 8. And then we want to look at some things, and then we want to come up with how the kingdom of God works. In Genesis chapter 8, okay, in Genesis chapter 8, and then we want to look at verse 22, Genesis 8, verse 22. Now, the question was and still is, how does the kingdom of God works? Isn't that right? See, we got to know how it works. If we want things added into our life, we got to know how it works, okay? All right, and so here in Genesis 8, then we want to look at verse 22. Genesis 8, verse 22. Notice what it says. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night shall not what? Shall not cease. On the line, shall not cease. Okay, now, notice what it says in verse 28. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Everybody say seed time and harvest. Okay, on the line, seed time and harvest. All right, so here we see God says that as long as the earth remains, as long as the earth exists, there's always going to be seed time and harvest. Isn't that right? He said that as long as the earth remains, as long as the earth exists, there's always going to be seed time and harvest. He said because it never exceeds. It never ceases, right? All right. So, child of God, I submit to you that the kingdom of God, it works by seed time and harvest. Say this with me. Say, I'll never forget. How the kingdom of God works. Say the kingdom of God works by seed time and harvest. Yeah, this is how the kingdom of God works. It works by seed time and harvest. All right, now notice what he says in verse 22 again. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. Again, here we see here that God says that as long as the earth remains, as long as the earth exists, there will always be seed time and harvest. Is that not right? There will always be seed time and harvest. So this verse also lets me know that seed time and harvest is a principle. See, it is a principle. Now watch this now. It is an eternal principle. You know what an eternal principle is? It means something that we do for life. It's something we will always do. See, because he says that as long as the earth remains, there will be what? Seed time and harvest. So therefore, seed time and harvest is an eternal principle that you and I will practice as long as you and I are living here on the earth. And he says it shall never cease. Right? So therefore, seed time and harvest is a principle. Okay? It is an eternal principle that you and I would do for a lifetime, okay? And so now the question was, how does the kingdom of God work? So we find out that the kingdom of God, it works by seed time and harvest. This is how the kingdom of God works, by seed time and harvest. Everybody say seed time and harvest.
Seed time and harvest.
All right? So the kingdom of God works by seed time and harvest. Now, he says that once we find out how the kingdom of God works, and then material things can be added unto our life. Is that not what Jesus said? He said all these things will be added unto your life once we find out how the kingdom of God works. So now we know how the kingdom of God works. It works by what? Seed time and harvest. Well, what did that mean to us? That it works by, okay, all right, Pastor, the kingdom of God, it works by seed time and harvest. But what that means to me? What, you know, because I got to find out, okay, if it works by seed time and harvest, what is seed time and harvest? Because if I don't know what seed time and harvest is, I'm still in the same boat I was in before we got started. Is that not right? So I got to find out what is seed time and harvest, right? All right, now, how many of you know what seed time and harvest is? Okay, tell me what is seed time and harvest. Huh? You know, you got a half-truth, but half-truth won't get you over. You know, you got to know the whole truth. You know? And so the Bible says that we find out that the kingdom of God, it works by seed time and harvest. Now let me tell you what seed time and harvest is. Seed time and harvest is you sowing a specific seed to get what you want. Okay? All right, so write this down. Seed time and harvest. It is you sowing a specific seed for something you want. It is you sowing a specific seed for something you want. Everybody say this with me. What is seed time and harvest?
What is seed time and harvest?
Sowing a specific seed,
for something I want.
Right. That's what seed time and harvest is. It's you sowing a specific seed for something you want. Now, let me ask you a question. What do you want? See, what do you want? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to sow a seed for what you want? Okay. Are you willing to sow a seed for what you want? God says, here's how the kingdom of God works. How does it work, God? It works by seed time and harvest. It works by you sowing a specific seed for what you want. Once you find out what you want, then you have to make the decision, are you willing to sow a seed for what you want? See, most folks ain't willing to sow a seed for what they want. Okay, tonight I ask you to, you know, what is the one big thing that you believe in God for? Is it worth sowing a seed for? That one big thing that you want, you see? And so God says now, if whatever you want, whether it's material, whatever it is, listen to me, let me make this statement. Seed time and harvest, sowing a seed for what you want, is for every area of your life. Every area of your life, seed time and harvest, sowing a seed for what I want, that's for every area of my life, not just the financial area of my life, it's for every area of my life. If I need healing for my body, listen to me, I sow seed for healing for my body. See, it's for every area of my life, okay? And so the question you have to find out, what do you want, and whatever it is that you want, are you willing to sow a seed for it? Okay, all right, and he says this now. He says now, okay, now that we know what seed time and harvest is, it's me sowing a specific seed for something I want. And he says this, that'll never cease. As long as the earth remains, this is an eternal principle. We're going to do this as long as we got breath in our bodies and we are in the earth and we're in the kingdom of God. Seed time and harvest will never cease. That's something that you and I would do for a lifetime. Sowing seed, sowing a specific seed for something that I want. See? So it is an eternal principle. Okay, now that we know how the kingdom of God works by seed time and harvest, a specific seed, me sowing a specific seed for something that I want. Okay, all right, now, let me ask you a question. When God created man, listen to me very carefully. Now, when I ask questions, the smart thing to do is don't answer until you hear the whole thing. That's the smart thing to do. You know, it is. That's really the smart, smart thing to do. Because, see, you don't know what I'm going to say. I know what I'm going to say because I've already prepared. You know what I'm saying? See, then you haul out the wrong answer, you fill in all bad. Oh, my goodness. Oh my goodness, he ain't going that way. So just listen for a moment, okay? All right. Now let's go back to some things. In the beginning, when God created his man Adam, right? God gave man two gifts. When God created his man Adam, God gave him two gifts. My question to you is this. Do you know what those two gifts are that God gave his man Adam? Okay. Let's get it. That's the best thing to do. Just be quiet. Just keep quiet because you know. And I'm going to tell you, what these two gifts are, all right? Okay? But get this now. See, when God created his man Adam, God gave Adam two gifts. But most people in the body of Christ don't know the gifts that God gave his man Adam. Okay? So we need to find out the gifts, that God gave to his man Adam. And by the way, I'm talking about seed time and harvest is what I'm going to be talking about tonight. I just want to share some things with you about seed time and harvest, because I'm going to show you how to get that big thing that you believe in God for in your life. I want to show you how to get it. We have praise reports, every Sunday morning, and we hear people in our church give praise report of that big thing that they have been believing God for, how they received. See? My nephew had been waiting on a kidney for about 10 years. And he was way down there on the list. And I was teaching this in our church, and I looked up to him and I told him, here's what I want you to do, what I asked you to do. And he did it. Within 40 days, he had a kidney. But had been waiting for 10 years. But that was his big thing. I want a kidney, And he was getting, he was waiting, had been about 10 years. And then when he did what I asked him to do, within 40 days, he got a kidney and he's strong now. See what I'm saying? And that's what I told you to do. And if you follow my instructions, listen to me, the same God that gave him a kidney, because that was his big thing, that same God is able to give you that one big thing that you believe in God for right now. Okay? All right? And so, all right? And so it's important that you and I know what these gifts, two gifts that God gave his man Adam. So if we're going to find out the two gifts that God gave Adam, we're going to have to go back, you know, in the beginning to where he created Adam to find out, because that's where we're going to see those two gifts, all right? All right, so let's go back. Let's go to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis 1. Go to Genesis 1. Okay. Genesis 1. We're going to find out the two seeds, the two gifts that God gave his man Adam. All right, Genesis 1, then we want to look at verse 26. Genesis 1, verse 26. Okay, now notice what he says here in verse 26. And God says, let us make man. Now, notice what he says. And God says, let what?
Us.
Let who?
Us.
Let us. Who's the us he talking about? There you go. God, Father, God, Son, God, Holy Ghost. What was one thing about it? You knew that one, didn't you? God, the Son, God, the Father, God, the Holy Ghost, didn't you? There you go. All right, so he says, let us. And God says, let us, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion, you know, and let them have what? And let them have dominion. You know, another translation says authority. I like that word authority. Let them have authority. Let them have authority. So the first gift that God gave his man Adam was authority. Everybody say authority. Yeah, that's the first gift that God gave his man Adam. He gave him authority. Okay? All right? And so he says, you know, let them have authority over the fish, over the sea, over the fowl, over the air, and over the cattle, and over all those, all them things that creep. Okay? Now, go to verse 29. See, I got to say all that because Pastor done put me on the time limit. And so I got to hurry up so I can get you that one big thing. Okay, all right, now look at verse 29. So what is the first gift that he gave his man Adam?
Authority.
What did he give his man Adam?
Authority.
He gave him authority. All right, now look at verse 29. And God says, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree and that which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. I want you to notice in verse 29 where he says, I have given you every herb bearing seed. Seed. Everybody say seed.
Seed.
Say it again. Say seed.
Seed.
Say the second gift,
the second gift
that he gave his man Adam,
was seed.
Okay, was seed. Okay, so here we see that when God created Adam, his man Adam, the Bible says that God gave him two gifts. The first gift he gave him was authority. The second gift he gave him was what?
Seed.
Was seed. Okay, he gave him seed. Now, what you got to know and understand is this. The same two gifts that God gave Adam, he also gave to us. Okay, so therefore, God has given you and I two gifts. He's given us authority, and he's given us what?
Seed.
He's given us a seed. Okay, God has given you and I, he's given us authority, and he's given us seed. Okay. I am where I am today because of how I handle my authority and my seed. You are where you are today because of how you handle your authority and your seed. Okay? Now, when you got authority, when you got seed, you can name the outcome of your life. In other words, you can declare what the outcome of your life can be when you got authority and when you got seed. Somebody shout, I have authority and I got seed. Come on, say it again.
I have authority and I have
seed. Yeah, we have authority and we have, you know, and we have seed. Well, when did I get authority? The moment that you received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you connect to the kingdom of God, you got authority in the earth. Okay? And then we're going to look and see when God gave us seed. See? God gave us authority and seed. The same thing that he gave his man Adam, authority and seed. Now, my question is this. You say, well, why do you always ask questions? Well, I got it from Jesus. Jesus always asked the disciples questions. He went around, he asked them, he said, look at him, boys. You know, what are they out there saying about me? And they say, you know what they're saying about you? Some say you Elijah, some say you this, some say you Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, and some say this. So Jesus said, oh, is that what they're saying about me? And then he asked him another question. He said, no, what are you saying about me? You know, who are you going around talking about, you know, who I am? Do you really know who I am? You know, and so I got that from Jesus. So I asked a lot of questions because then I can locate you and help you to find yourself and find out where you are at. See, you got to know where you at in the kingdom of God. Where you at in your relationship with the word of God. See, some people ain't got no relationship. They got a church life, but no relationship. That'll never work with God. See? Okay? All right? And so we got to find out. That, okay, God has given us authority. The moment you and I say, Lord Jesus, we believe that you are the Son of God, forgive us of our sin, boom, God gave us authority. Okay? So the same two gifts that God gave his man Adam, he's also given to you and I. All right? Now, question. Why did God give us authority? Why did God give us seed? Why did he do that? Okay? You know, God is a God of principle. God is a God of purpose. Everything that God does, he has a principle and a purpose behind it. Okay? So God is not just giving us authority and just giving us seed. It's a purpose. It's a principle of why God has given you authority, why God has given you seed. Say this with me. Say, God has given me authority. God has given me seed. Okay? Watch this now. God has given you authority so that you can rule and take charge in the earth. See, God wants you to rule in the earth. God wants you to take charge in the earth. You see? We're not tenants in the earth. We're supposed to be ruling earth. We're supposed to be creating our own world. We're supposed to be living on the top and not the bottom. We're supposed to be the head and not the beneath. Is that not right? But see, a whole lot of us, we got authority, but we're not living in the earth like we have authority. We're living like beggars in the earth, and that's not God. And so God says that, I'm going to give you some authority so you can rule and reign in earth. Isn't that right? That's why God gave you authority. Well, why did he give me seed, Pastor? He gave you seed so that you can have a harvest. God wants you to have a harvest in life. Everybody say, I have seed so I can have a harvest in life. Yeah, that's why God gave you seed so that you can have a harvest in life. Listen to me, when you got seed, you can't stay in debt. When you got seed, you can't stay broke. When you got seed, you can't have a fixed income. Somebody shout, I got seed. Yeah, you got seed. That's why we got to know these two gifts that God has given unto us. I got some authority and I got some seed. And because I got authority, I can get the devil out of my house, off my back. Why? Because I got authority. And then I got seed. See? I got seed. See? And when you got seed, you can't be beat when you got seed. Your broke days are over when you got seed. See, you'll never be broke another day in your life when you realize these two gifts you got. That one big thing that you written down tonight, you got authority and seed. And this is how you can bring it to pass. See, because you got authority and you got seed. Boy, I was teaching this along these lines in our church. I was teaching along these lines, you know, in our church. And people that was getting ready to go out of business. And they wrote down, they one big thing. I thought my business was supposed to prosper. When they did what we asked them to do, their business are now booming. Because they realized they had something. that I got authority. I can make my business increase. I can cause my business to prosper. Why? I got some authority. And then I got seed. See? I got seed. Everybody say, I got seed. Now watch this now. You don't eat your seed. What do you do with your seed? I plant seed. You don't eat seed. You plant seed. See, that's the problem with a whole lot of people. They eating up their seed. See? Okay. Now, before I say anything else, let me show you that you got that you got seed. I told you that you got authority when you got born again, right? Now let me show you that you got seed. Okay, I'll go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Go there. I'm going to show you you got seed. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. You know, I ain't got to tell you to hurry up and get there because whoever working those things, they just get there. You know? So I ain't got to tell you that. All right. In 2 Corinthians 9 and then verse 10. Notice what verse 10 says. Okay. Verse 10. Okay. Let's read verse 10 together. Ready? Read. Now he that ministers seed to the soil, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Now notice what it says. Now he that minister or give seed to the soil. Now he that minister or give seed to the soil. Okay? Now notice now, it is God that gives seed. Isn't that right? It's right up there. You just read it. Now he, who's the he he's talking about? Now God that gives seed. Who gives seed? God. So therefore, see, you got seed. Is that not right? So you know you got authority. You got that the moment you got born again. He gave you what? Authority. Now God says that. I also give you what? Seed. So now you see that God, the same two gifts that he gave Adam, he gave to you too. Is that not right? So God says now he God that gives seed to the soil. Everybody say God gives seed.
God gives seed.
Come on, say it again.
God
gives seed. Yeah, that God give seed. Okay? All right, and so God says that I give seed. Now notice what else he says. Now he that giveth seed to the soil, both giveth bread for your food. And notice what he says. And do what with your seed?
Multiply.
He multiply your seed what?
Sown.
See, notice now, he multiply. Underline that. I said underline that on your phone, in your Bible.
Highlight it.
And he multiplied. What does he multiply? Yeah, he multiplied the seed sown. I said he multiplies the seed sown. Okay, so this lets us know that God says this, I'm going to give you the seed. And when you plant the seed that I give you, then that seed will multiply. It will bring increase into your life when you plant the seed. See, God says, not only am I a seed giver, he says, but the seed that I give you, if you plant it, he says, I guarantee you that I multiply the seed that you plant. Isn't that right? And so therefore, I submit to you that the seed that God gives you, it got increase up on it. It got multiplication up on it. See, anytime that God gives you a seed, listen to me, that seed, a seed never produces one of itself. See, you never plant a seed and it comes up one seed. God says the seed that I give you, it multiplies, it brings increase into your life when you plant it, when you sow it. See, and so the seed that God gives, it has multiplication on it. It got increase on it. See, okay? Because a seed never reproduces one duplicate of itself. A seed will always produce, listen to me, 30, 60, or 100-fold, but never one of itself. It's going to produce 30, 60, or 100-fold. Okay? Now, notice what else this verse lets me know. Notice what he said. Now, he, God, that giveth seed to the soul. Now, let's read that together. Me and you. Ready? Read. Now he that minister seed
to the sower.
Come on, let's read it again.
Now he that minister seed to the sower.
This verse lets me know that God just ain't getting everybody seed. He only gives seed to the soul. My question to you is this: are you a soul? I said, are you a soul? See? If you're a soul, you're going to always have seed. If you're a soul, you're going to always have money. You'll never be broke another day in your life when you're a soul. That's why I'm asking you, are you a soul? I've come to the conclusion that 99.9% of the body of Christ, most of them are not bona fide souls. That's why they broke. A lot of people in the body of Christ broke. You know why? Because they ain't bona fide souls. God says, listen to me, if you're a soul, I'm going to see to it that you're going to always have seed. Why? Because every time you give, I'm going to multiply your seed sown. So you won't have any broke days in your life. Ever since I became a Christian, my broke days have been over. And it ain't because I'm a pastor either. It's because I'm a soul. So I'm asking you, are you a soul? How many souls we got in the house? Let me see your hand. Okay, that's why I asked that question, how many honest Christians we got in the house. That's why I asked that. Because I know people in church that give the right answer, but they do the wrong thing in life. See, we good for that. In the church, you know, we give right answers in church, but we do wrong in life. But we always give the right answer in church, you know. That's why I asked how many honest Christians we got in here tonight. See? And so God says that I give seed to the sower. Now, every born again child of God is supposed to be a sower. See? Now, God gonna give you soil starting out. And then he's gonna find out whether or not you are a bona fide sower. For you to get any more seed from God, you got to qualify for it. And to qualify to get seed from God is that you got to be a bona fide soul. That's why I asked the question, are you a soul? You know? Are you really a soul? When the last time you sowed a seed for something you wanted? When the last time? Most people ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna sow no seed for something I want. I'm gonna bleed God. You know, that's part of it. You know, I'm gonna bleed God. You got that part right. But you got number two. You gotta get the first thing first. He said, seek first. Yeah, you gotta get the first thing first. You know, yeah, you're right. Believing somewhere down the line got to come in there.
That's right.
But you got to do something else before you believe. So my question was and still is, are you a bona fide soul? Are you a bona fide soul? Because when you're a bona fide soul, you'll never be broke another day in your life if you're a bona fide soul. Because God says, I'm going to give seed to the soul. And God is a man that cannot lie. God says that if you're a bona fide sower, I'm going to see to it that you are always have seed. Let me put it this way. He'll see to it that you are always have money. Because, you know, that's what seed is, you know. Seed is the word of God. But in this instance, you know, when I'm talking about seed time and harvest, you know, I'm talking about money. I know seed is the word of God, you know, and all that. But I'm talking about money now. Well, you know, when I talk about seed time and all, I'm talking about money. See, the reason why I'm talking about that, because most likely all of us in here always need more money. We can always need more money, always want more money. And that don't mean you're greedy either.
Right, that's right.
You know, it just takes money to live in the earth. You know, and it depends on how you want to live. And I want to live big. You know why? And you should want to live big too. Did you know why? You know, one time God asked me, he said, why do my people always asks me for little stuff. I said, wait, what do you say? He said, why do my people always ask me for little stuff? But yet they say I'm a big God, but they keep coming to a big God asking for little bitty stuff, thanking you humble, thanking you holy. Well, you keep on being that way. I ain't going to be that way. If he's a big God, I'm going to ask for, I want big things, you know. See, that's why when I stand over your pastor, how big I am, because I ask, God, give me somebody I'm big over, that I'm over, you know. And when I come here, pastor, and when I come here, you know, and I stand up, look at that, just look at me, just look at me. Big. Look over at your neighbor and say, big things, big things, big things. You know? Okay. Oh, my goodness. So I got 4 minutes and 8 seconds, right? Okay, I'm on time. Okay, I got it. Okay. I done forgot where I was at. What was I talking about? Come on, help me out. What was I at? Big time? Okay, big. Okay. Oh, God gives seed, you know, God gives seed to the soul. Are you a bona fide soul? That's where I'm at. Are you a bona fide soul, right? Okay, because that's who God gives seed to. He gives seed to a bona fide soul. And I made the statement that most people in the body of Christ are not really bona fide souls. Okay? Do you know what a bona fide soul is? You know, a soul that's qualified to get seed from God. Let me tell you what a soul is. A soul is someone that gives when God or the man of God asks them to give. That's a bona fide soul. When God or the man of God asks them to give. See, God says that, listen, when you give, when I ask you to give, when the man of God asks you to give, see, that's a bona fide soul. See, that's a bona fide soul. Okay, so say this with me. Say a soul is someone who gives when God or the man of God asks them to give. Yeah. That's what a bona fide soul is. Okay. All right. Now you don't ever have to be afraid to sow when God or the man of God asks you to sow. You don't ever have to be afraid. Because God says this, I'm going to multiply the seed sown for the soul. When he gives, when God says to give, and when the man of God asks them to give. See, there are going to be some times that God going to tell you, you know, to sow a seed for it. Because this is how the kingdom works. See? Say this to me, say, nothing just happens. Come on, say it again. Sounds simple but deep. Because most people in the body of Christ just think God can just drop stuff out of the sky into their laps. And I'm here to tell you, nothing just happens. You got to do your part. Everything that you got, listen to me, in the kingdom of God, you got to do your part. So if you want to be a bona fide sower and you want God to always supply you with money, then you got to do your part. And so a bona fide sower is when God or the man of God asks you to give. And you don't ever have to be afraid to give when God or the man of God asks you to give. See, you never have to be afraid. Okay. This year, I was talking about some things about sowing seed and talking about increase one Sunday. And I think I called you about this. And I was talking about, I said, you know, I'm believing God, you know, I'm going to receive $100,000. You know, some people went, You know, because I say it all the time, you know, in our church, I'm going to be a millionaire before I go to heaven. And I'm like that. I'm not like that. And so, you know, they go, ah, ha, ha. You know, when I say it, they go, ah, ha, ha, ha. That's so nice of Pastor. So I was saying, you know, so I was saying, I'm gonna receive $100,000. This was on a Sunday. Mr. Spells is right here. Am I telling the truth? Mr. Spells right here. I think I called you. Didn't I call you and told you about it? I said, I'm gonna receive $100,000. This was on a Sunday. Okay. Monday, my cell phone ring. Hey, a pastor. Yes. Yeah. You know, could you meet me? You know, I said, meet you. Meet you. You know, yeah, you know, would you meet me? And in my spirit, says you need to meet them. So I told my wife, I said, okay. He said, I want both of y'all to come. I want y'all to meet us. We got something for you, you know. And I'm saying, okay, you know, okay. So I goes and I meet this person, right? You know, and then they were talking to me, and they said this, well, me and my husband, you know, we just want to, you know, we're so glad that you know, that you're part of us and that we love you, and, you know, and da-da-da-da-da, you know. And I'm saying, get to it. You know? They reached in the pocketbook, and I saw an envelope. Now, one thing about pastors, when we see envelope, we know it's money. So I see this envelope, and they said, you know, we want to plant this seed into your life. And I said, into the ministry. I said, well, okay. You know, I said, well, okay. While my wife was over there talking, I'm splitting the envelope. You know, I'm looking to see how much it was. And I thought it was $1,000, right? And I was saying, well, praise the Lord, you know, I'm finna pray for it that they receive that. And then, you know, something told me, you need to take another look. And I looked again, and I kept seeing zeros. And I looked at that thing, it was $100,000. Wait a minute now. This was on Sunday. Monday, I had $100,000. Tuesday, when we had church service, I couldn't wait. I wanted to call church Monday. But, but Tuesday... Tuesday, I called Doc. Didn't I call you, Doc? I called Doc and told Doc, I got me $100,000. Ain't nobody never gave me $100,000 at one time, you know. So I got to church that Tuesday, and I told the folks, you know, and I showed them that check for $100,000. They went wild. And from then on, you know, they started sowing seed, and the next Sunday, folk were coming up, Pastor, I received X amount of dollars. Pastor, I received it, and I mean, it was blessings for about 2 or 3 months. That's all we heard. Folk were just giving money left and right. See, so don't laugh. Don't laugh. Now when I say, you know, I'm real close to being a millionaire, well, which I really am. I'm real close, to being a millionaire. See, I'm looking to say, you know, not too many days from now. I'm looking to stand up and say, listen, you will see my name. Another black preacher now went in on the millionaire status. And it could be me, Pastor. And that's how I know how to get your one big thing. I know how to get your one big thing. If you listen to me. All right, now let me move. Let me show you how to get this. Okay, I got to skip that. Okay, so you don't have to be afraid to sow when God or the man of God asks you to sow, okay? All right, now come on, Pastor. Get to this point about, about this one big thing, okay? All right, listen to me very carefully. Before I tell you what to do when you sow a financial seed, let me tell you this. Before I tell you what to do before you sow a financial seed, let me tell you what the devil gonna do. Did you hear what I just said? Let me move my hand from my mouth. Let me tell you what the devil gonna do. When you sow a financial seed. Let me tell you what the devil is going to do. When you sow a financial seed, the first thing the devil is going to do is this. He's going to attack this suitcase here, this thinking. He's going to attack your mind to rob you of your harvest. He's going to attack your mind. He's going to attack your mind. He's going to tell you, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Don't listen to them stories. They ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. He's going to keep attacking your mind, telling you that it won't work until he can get your mouth to say the wrong thing. That's what he's going to do. That's what he's going to do. He's going to attack that mind. It won't work. It won't work. It won't work. He's going to attack that suitcase until it keep right on until you say the wrong thing out of your mouth. It ain't going to work. I ain't sowing no seed. That's what he's going to do. Okay? Now, let me tell you what you need to do when you're getting ready to sow this seed for this one big thing that you believe in God for. Here's what you got to do. Number one, watch this now. Pray in the Spirit. Everybody say pray in the Spirit. Let me tell you why I say that. Because praying in the Spirit, it edifies you. It builds you up to take you through whatever you need to go through while you're waiting on the harvest of that seed. Because you're going to go through something when you plant that seed. And so that's why I say pray in the Holy Ghost. See, that's why I pray in the Holy Ghost. Every time I talk about I'm going to be a millionaire. I ain't talking about, you know, assets. I got over $1 million worth of assets. I'm talking about cash money. You know, that's what I'm talking about. I say, you know, and so I pray in the Holy Ghost. Every time I plant a seed, I pray in the Holy Ghost. That's what I told my nephew when he needed that kidney. I told him, listen to this. It's been almost 10 years, and you just as further down the list as you were from day one. Now here's what you gotta do. What's that? Plant a seed. Within 40 days, he had a kidney. He had a kidney. Been waiting for 10 years and planted a seed. And within 40 days, had a kidney, had it already in and everything. Plant that seed. And he see me all the time and tell me, Uncle, oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. He's my drummer at my church. I'm so glad, Uncle. I'm glad you're my pastor. I'm glad you're my uncle. I'm glad you told me to sow a seed. He, look at me, Uncle. Look at me. But I'm telling you, the devil gonna work on that mind. That's why you gotta pray in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost, it edifies you. It builds you up. Isn't that what the Bible says? So it builds you up. So to take you through whatever you need to go through while you're waiting on the harvest of that seed. See? And then number two, we're going to be through. The second thing that you got to do is that believe that you're going to, that you're going to get a harvest. Believe that whatever I wrote down, that's exactly what I'm going to get. One of the main reasons, Pastor, why people never get a harvest from the seed that they sow, because they don't expect God to do what he said he's going to do. You act like God is a liar. And the man said, I'm going to multiply your seed sown. I'm going to bring increase fruits into your life. So whatever it is that you're believing for, God says, listen to me, I can get it to you, but you got to do your part. And I'm telling you, the devil going to talk to that head of yours. He ain't going to work. He's a pastor. That's why it works for him. Nothing don't work for us just because we're a pastor. I know a whole lot of broke pastors. My goodness. I know a whole lot, don't you? We know a whole lot of them. Nothing don't work for us because we pastors. Work for us because we got to do the same thing you do. See? So that's what you got to do. Now, that one big thing that you put down, that you wrote down, here's how you get it. Plant a seed. That's how you're going to get it. As you make up in your mind, I'm going to plant a seed, I'm just going to stand up and start praying in the Holy Ghost. I got to pray in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the devil going to talk to my, he's going to attack my mind. This is a midweek service. You ain't got no money. And don't you gonna do and all that. That stuff ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work until your mouth say the wrong thing. That's right. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work for me. It ain't gonna work for me. Why not you? You his son. You his daughter. Why not for you? Why not God make the word of God work for me? God gonna do his part. I'm going to do my part. See, and that's what you do. And I'm telling you, pastors, You're going to have a praise report, so help me, God. You'll have a praise report talking about what God has done. It was just, listen to me, listen to me. It was just like this in our church. It was just like this, and I was telling them that. It was just like this. Honestly, for about 3 months, that's all we heard. People were getting money. People were getting raises on jobs, everything. I was believing God for that one big thing. People were getting house. Just about everybody in my church owned a house, owned their own home. They were getting houses like we changed clothes. That's the honest to God truth. I mean, it just dropped, you know. And I came back to them and I said, you know why that happened? Because you follow instruction. Anytime we follow instruction from the Word of God, we can expect it. You're going to have a supernatural Sunday, every midweek service, anytime you want to, if you follow the instruction of the Word of God. Supernatural shouldn't be, ooh, look at what happened. No, it's normal to us. Gotta do is follow it. And I ain't finna beg you. I done told you what you need to do. So here's what you want to do. So here's what I'm telling you to do. Let's get ready and sow a seed for that big thing that you believe in God for. And the church says,
amen.
Okay, so are you ready to sow? Are you ready to give? All right, stand up on your feet. Let's pray a little bit in the Holy Ghost. Where that woman at that play where was she at? Give me something, baby. You know how to give me something. You know what hour we in. You know where we at, right? Give me something nice. Come on, because we finna pray in the Holy Ghost. Okay, everybody, come on. Let's just start praying in the Holy Ghost for a moment. Come on, open up your mouth. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. I said, open up your mouth. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hear yourself pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We bless your name, Father. We breathe the word of God, Father. I am building myself up, Father. I'm stirring up my faith, Father. Under the devotion, come on. Hey, keep condemning the boat, be under the devotion, come on. He condemned under the devotion, come on. Can't get it, devotion, come on. Hey, come on. Keep condemning the boat, come on. I'm building myself up. I'm edified, Master. We give you praise, Father. We give you glory, Father. Rain on us, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hey, I thank you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. It's going to happen to me, Lord. It's going to happen for me, Father. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, now be seated. Now get that seat. Whatever you're going to do.